Psalms 46, 10 states, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Be still and know that I am God." Good evening, and welcome to Destiny, the open door in our spiritual life teachings. This is Tammy Dennis speaking, and I'm coming to you on today with our online daily inspiration and journey into the presence. On today, I'm not going to take too much time up. I have shifted from the morning decrees to the evening decrees for this week due to one of my relatives being in the hospital, so I'm trying to make sure that I am ever present for the family. So I apologize for any inconvenience this may cause you, but this is what I do. Hey, I don't get paid for what I do. I am doing this for the heavens. And so I just would like to just bring that to you with an effort for you guys to start praying for me. If you can, send me your prayers on this week. Let us begin now. Most of the works that I do are guided by the Ascended Masters of Light, and some of you may not be able to comprehend that or what I just said to you, because this may be a new concept that most of you are unaware of. When you begin to study and you are asking for more information about the teachings of Jesus or any of the other ascended masters of the light who has walked this earth before, just know that in the learning process, you will develop more understanding of the heavens. Let me say this verse right quick. It's just snapping out at me. Psalms 46, verse 1 and 2 states, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea." God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea. When you begin to study and you are asking for more information about the teachings of Jesus or any of the other masters of light who have walked this earth before, just know that in the learning process, you will develop more understanding of the heavens. I uploaded the ascension process a few days ago for some of the people that follow me on WhatsApp. And that is such a wealth of knowledge from William Henry and his wife. They talk about the Essenes and the teachings of a vast society that was taken from existence on this planet because others covered it up and didn't want the people of Earth to learn of how special we truly are. Please take advantage of that knowledge so that you begin to learn what God is trying to teach you. Those of you who want to join the WhatsApp, you have to look me up, Destiny the Open Door, on the WhatsApp application to get that insight, or just send me an email at destinytheopendoor@outlook.com and I will forward that to you. I will try to forward it to you. It is, I think, a 2 hours long video. All right. I am a way shower of truth, and I receive my guidance and direction from the masters of light and God above me and in me. Our lesson for today is on forgiveness. We must forgive ourselves and others to move forward in our lives, right? Yes. Sometimes it's so hard to do in the forgiveness of ourselves to be able to welcome in the forgiveness of others. But we are assured by the masters of light that in this core principle of the heart, we are helping ourselves to recover and remedy that which needs healing in the heart. Once we forgive, it is so powerful to forgive one who has hurt you, one who has devastated you, one who has just manipulated and deceived you. But the powerful word of forgiveness is so poignant to the hour and our understanding of it. A lot of us cannot forgive ourselves or others because of pride, because of arrogance and other qualities that are not of the light of God. We must find our way back to understanding the way that God's laws operate in the heavenly realm. In order to make progress in this life and lifetimes before this one, we must ask for forgiveness and we must utilize the sacred fire each day to help us achieve the highest goal, the highest possible goal, which is what? The ascension, which is the goal of life. Forgive, forgive, forgive to make progress up the ladder of excellence. Without fail, first call on the law of forgiveness, and then state these decrees. Oh, beloved, mighty I Am Presence, I forgive myself. Please forgive me. The Ho'oponopono tradition says that we must forgive. Please forgive me. Forgive me for past hurts, past pain, and all that I've done to this body system. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Forgiveness is the most powerful thing that you could do for yourself. So let us take up this parable of the decree right now, as the spoken word is over our entire body system. In the name of my beloved mighty I Am Presence, and great host of ascended masters, I thank and bless everything in this universe which has assisted me in any way this day. I must learn to let go of everything here on earth by pouring my love and blessings to it. I am the great invincible honor flame of the invincible love and forgiveness of God's heart. And I call forth the sacred fire in place of every human discord. Then the veil between the physical octave is consumed, and the ascended masters stand forth visible and tangible to all mankind. And 45 states, I am the great invincible honor flame of the forgiveness of God's great cosmic heart. I demand the sacred fire of the place of every, in the place of every human desire and discord. Through this, the veil between the physical octave and the ascended master's octave is forever consumed. And our spiritual guidance prelude for today is, the Temple of Mercy in Pipang, China. This dictation was given April 15th through May 14th, 1954, the homes and retreats of the Masters of Wisdom. The temples of mercy, forgiveness, and compassion, guarded and sustained by the beloved Kuan Yin, Goddess of Mercy, are designated by the beloved Sanat Kumara as the center to which the spiritual hierarchy and those interested in forwarding the will of God will turn their attention. 2. The Great Temple of Mercy stands in the center of 12 lesser temples, all of whose domes incline slightly toward the main temple in silent honor and respect to the focus of the mercy flame. Upon its presence does all life depend for its redemption and restoration to God perfection. When the desires, appetites, and passions of the senses have spent themselves, and the soul arises again, filled with determination to find and sustain the divine pattern and plan for itself. When mankind first drew the use of the free will into the qualification of pure life, according to the desires of the separate self, the need for a flame of forgiveness and transmutation arose. Some way had to be devised by which the soul, weary and spent, might purify those energies consciously charged with impurity, weaving out of those redeemed energies the garment of immortality, compassion, forgiveness, and mercy, being the nature of God, had existence and being long before the need of such qualities was demanded on the earth to draw forth those God qualities and to bring them to earth required the voluntary contribution of some God-free intelligence who chose to embody that activity, that nature of God, acting as a step-down transformer. They drew that radiation, that nature into the lower atmosphere where it might be felt, experienced, and shared by any and all the sons and daughters of heaven who felt within themselves the desire to return home, to fulfill their individual destinies, and generally to purify the miscreations of the past and make things right. The beloved Lord Gautama Buddha offered to draw forth that flame of forgiveness, charge through it his own life essence, and expand that quality for mankind. In such service, he was the Chohan of the seventh ray, wherein the mystic power of divine alchemy was made available to all who would apply for it and choose to embody it through the energies of their own life stream. The beloved Kuan Yin succeeded him in this service, and she, in turn, has been succeeded by the present Chohan of the seventh ray, our blessed Master Chohan, Saint Germain. The radiation of mercy is amplified by every intelligence who chooses to visit the mercy temples and give of the primal essence of his own being to expanding the sphere of influence of such a temple. Thus, while the entire spiritual hierarchy is present in this retreat, the combined energies of all their lives is poured into this flame of mercy, forgiveness, and compassion, and thus there is made available a much greater pressure and momentum of mercy for the blessing of mankind at this time. Each gentle person who desires to see mankind free of the limitations and distresses and the shadows in which they presently abide is invited to enter the mercy temple and there pour forth their own life force in expanding the sphere of influence of the retreat. As you endeavor to cultivate within yourselves the feeling of divine mercy and compassion, and to radiate that through the next 30-day period, so does such a one become an outpost of beloved Kuan Yin's gift to life. And you may continue on with these beautiful instructions of the Bridge to Freedom materials. supplication for the hour is, in the name of the mighty beloved I Am Presence, we call to the great host and legions of light who have assisted life so long on this blessed planet. We love and honor you on today. In the realms of light, we ask to go to the retreat in our sleeping hour. And in the Temple of Mercy, that we may be able to just gravitate our bodies with the guarded assistance of Archangel Michael to cover us in our sleeping moments as we enter in the temples of mercy, compassion, and forgiveness. Life is vitally important, and anything that you do with life must have a balance. It is the beginning and end, the start and finish, the yin and the yang. Life is you, and life is me. And each time we carry on as if our lives don't mean anything to us, by way of us harming ourselves, by way of the many heartbreaks and the many emotional moments that we found ourselves in, life suggests a myriad of themes playing out on the screen of life. The amount of energy you give attention to is detrimental to our life. You give into these conditions that come up for you because you have created them in your life. Even those you haven't created found itself nestled in the very part of life that you weren't even aware it existed. And now you're responsible for this great unknown who just happened to show up at your doorstep of the heart. Remember, it was you who created this nothingness out of thin air and decided to play string me along for a while. Now, the lesson of life is right at your doorstep of change, because our beloved Saint Germain has come to show us that we can take back our lives today with the forgiveness ray. We can harness the things of the past and send our past packing with such sincerity from our hearts to make our lives more comfortable, not to allow those conditions to just take over, the conditions of life to ever come to our doorstep again. We don't want it to come there any longer. Our blessed Saint Germain teaches us about the law of forgiveness for ourselves and all of mankind. We must so forgive. Call on the law of forgiveness right now for our own misuse of life's energy that we wasted on this problem, this person, this situation that we ourselves should have sent packing years ago. But we waited and waited and waited. When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are King over the flood. I will be still and know you are God. I will be still and know you are God. I will be still and know you are God. We gave into this and we are here in the thick of it, as the energies of life turned from happy to sad, turned from joy to pain, from long fulfillment to long suffering, and it continues to be in the heart center of hurt and pain for some of us. We can't communicate our resolve. We don't even know how it got this bad for us in the first place. But God is the shining light in the darkness of our realm of life that needs attention right now. I will be still and know you are God. We must now open wide the door to God's presence, the great I am, to change our lives. And we must ask that the law of forgiveness for our own misuse of our life's energy and mistakes be transmuted into the violet consuming flame to correct the mistake and adjust the outer activity that we have created and wasted our energies on. Then that sacred fire will come now and fulfill our every call, for that call is in agreement with the fulfillment of the divine plan. Let us now make our heart calls to God's presence, the great I am, now, as we pause to allow entrance to the heavenly beings. Proverbs 3:5-6 state, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Let us now make our heart calls to God's presence. Allow the heavenly host to guide us each day. Let us state our personal prayers now. Allow entrance of the Mighty One, the Great I Am Presence, to enter our hearts and attune with us as we connect to the heavenly realm, to ask Archangel Michael to enter our space now with his protection over us, the Master Saint Germain, Archangel Zadkiel, Archai Holy Amethyst, Elohim Arcturus, and Lady Compliment Victoria to enter our space and realm at this current time to commune with us now. As we begin to state our personal prayers to these great and mighty beings of light, allow the law of forgiveness to come in right now, and ask for forgiveness of the mind, forgiveness of the body, the soul, and the spirit on today. God, I look to you. I won't be overwhelmed. Give me vision to see things like you do. God, I look to you. You're my help. You are where my help comes from. Give me wisdom. You know just what to do. Oh God, I look to you. I won't be overwhelmed. Give me the vision to see things like you do. I look to you, oh Lord. You're where my help comes from. You're where my help comes from. Give me the wisdom. You know just what to do. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Forgive me. Thank you, mighty I Am Presence, for answering this, our every call to you. Thank you, ascended host of the light, for coming to our aid with the protection of Lord Michael in the forgiveness of Saint Germain. The compassion and the forgiveness and the mercy temples of light and the beings of light who assist us each day. We thank you. It is done in the name of the Father. It is done in the name of the Son. It is done in the name of the Holy Spirit and World Mother. And so it is, beloved I Am. Beloved I Am. Beloved I Am. And our affirmation for today is, I am presence. I am the presence. The power which establishes that tube of light about you. I am the power which passes the violet consuming flame through you and your feeling world, and which gives you freedom forever from all your creations. Will you not give me an opportunity to enter that service to correct all your mistakes? I am the only judge. I do not condemn. At a certain point in your stream of life, I am compelled to judge. I am willing to accept forgiveness for your mistakes, and again release that energy which becomes the violet consuming flame to dispose of all your mistakes. I am the presence, the power which establishes that tube of light about you. I am the power which passes the violet consuming flame through you and through your feeling world, and which gives you freedom forever from all your creations. Will you not give me an opportunity to render that service to correct all your mistakes, all of the mistakes of the past, all to correct it? I am the only judge. I do not condemn. At a certain point in your life stream, that stream of life, I am compelled to judge. I am willing to accept forgiveness for your mistakes, all of your mistakes. And again, release that energy which becomes the violet consuming flame to dispose of all your mistakes. We thank you for the message. And the closing remarks. I am the guarding presence of all who have sought me and have sought the light through me. I am the guardian also of the beloved Saint Germain's work to set mankind free. I am not going to see my work fall into ruins, and his work is not going to fail or fall into ruins. So I ask you to feel tonight the closeness of our presence as a very tangible reality and an ever-present activity which you can draw into your world through the open door which I said I am. When I said I am the open door that no man can shut, I meant that for eternity would my life flame stand as an opening and as a magnet to draw mankind into the octave of the ascended host. As you find us becoming more and more tangible and our activities to release some of the frightful conditions from this world, you may understand that you can come as close to us as you desire and as you have time to require, if you will take the time to accept our presence. You will find our presence there. If you want our assistance to your nation and the world, then give us the opening through your attention and your time, and let us come through into outer world conditions and do that which we alone can do. When I said, lo, I am with you always, it was because I knew that I would stand and hold this door open, because no man can shut it. Therefore, the power and the activities of perfection, which are mine in this Ascended Master octave, are ever awaiting an opportunity to flow into your outer use at all times, to make your pathway easier, to bring you more protection and more supply, to reveal to you perfection and to be the drawing power that raises your world into the perfection of ours. Now, these things I have offered, these things I am still offering, my activities as just as visible and tangible in this world as they were during the time of my ministry. Therefore, you can have all of my perfection that you want, or that you take, surging forward the gifts which I have a right to give. I am constantly drawing the life energy and substance of this world up into the perfection of my octave of life. Therefore, you can know me as intimately as you choose. you can come as close to me as you desire, and you can have as much of my help as you will give time to the reception of my presence. I have not deserted the earth in this hour of its greatest need. I said long ago that I am the guardian, or one of the guardians of beloved Saint Germain's. I am activities. I am guardian of those under this radiation if they want me. But if they want the world more than they want me, then I must recede until they do want me. Beloved ones, I am nearer than breathing and closer than hands and feet. I am nearer than breathing and closer than hands and feet. There is nothing that stands between your physical sight and my visible, tangible presence except energy that is vibrating at a rate of vibration and a frequency of vibration that as yet your eyes do not see. Now, that can easily be consumed. I am going to make you feel my presence more tangibly if you want me. Won't you please bow before that presence of all life? Be thou made whole. Be thou made whole. When I said those in the early days, the power acted instantly, and I hope you do not feel that I have lost any of my power. Over the last 2,000 years, I am going to remind you again, I am not and never was a man of sorrows. How could I be sorrowful when I have the power and the perfection and the authority of God? I am going to break that concept in the minds of men. For that concept of me must be wiped out of the universe. And if I have to come again and again and again, visible and tangible to all, I shall break the wrong concepts of me. That which is not the truth and the perfection of the reality of eternity must be consumed and must cease to be. Therefore, the mental and feeling world of mankind must be purified. And since to bring the truth of reality of my perfection is part of my service to life, then I shall bring it. Through the centuries, the sinister force has done every diabolical thing it could think of to cast dishonor and discredit upon me and the blessing I brought to life. And I still shall consume that which dishonors my source, the mighty I Am Presence and the great central sun. So, beloved ones, in the task which lies ahead of us and either cleansing the nation or the world, weary not of well-doing, and know that as you go forward, determined to consume from the universe that which has no right to live, you are in divine agreement with the great divine plan of perfection and our command to life. Beloved ones. Jesus. I will be still and know you are God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the scriptures. This is the end of our spiritual guidance, prayer, and decree session for the hour of this Saturday evening. We thank and praise the blessed ones of the light for entering our space and being able to commune with us on today. Isaiah 40:31 says, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." We thank you, mighty I Am Presence, for answering our every call to you. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Adonai Sabaoth. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Adonai, dear destiny, the open door. God bless you all. Namaste. Peace be with you and upon you. Love and light to you all. Almighty I Am. Almighty I Am. Almighty I Am. Glowing light, radiating light, intensified light. God consumes my darkness, transmuting it into light. This day I am a focus of the great central sun. Such darkness as has used me is swallowed up into the light of God that never fails us. The grace and mercies upon me. The grace and mercies are upon me. And I must forgive, forgive, forgive myself as God has forgiven us all. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this message.